Daniel Bloch's joining us. He's the Executive Director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am very good, thank you. Hope you're well.
I am. So tell us what the story is, firstly.
Well, you would have seen, as many people would have seen reported in the media, that a mosque in District 6, the Al-Azhar Masjid Mosque, received a WhatsApp threatening message of a bomb threat. That was received on Sunday. And, you know, obviously that's not something that we condone. In fact, the board posted a message on Facebook condemning the threat made against the mosque and calling for other people to condemn it. So this article comes out now. It's all about that incident. But as you said, very puzzling how Yusuf Chikta throws in the incident at Hatfield Street and throws in, again, as we've come to expect from the BDS and the PSCs, lots of lies, misinformation and attention seeking, really.
Yeah, because they seem to be trying to make it all about their support for Palestinian causes. But where's the link? How do we know it's not a teenager who doesn't feel like going to mosque on Sunday?
Well, that's exactly that. There's no more information about what the WhatsApp message contained, really, and what its relation is. At the end of the day, any threat on any community, especially a place of worship, can't be condoned. It must be condemned. And I agree with you that this article, the statement by the PSC, could have simply been to condemn the attack and call for the people who made this message to be brought to book. But to bring in Zionism and Israel and the Jewish community and the explosive device, which, by the way, was an explosive device, thrown over into the Jewish community center in Gardens, has been confirmed from a number of sources, including SAPS. You know, to bring that in, we've come to expect that from the PSC. I mean, Howard, let's be honest. If it rains in Joburg today, the Zionists will be blamed, probably. There'll be some link that Chikta will make. So it's nothing new.
Is there a form of action for defamation that could be taken here? Because effectively, they are. Isn't it the same as if somebody is raped and they stand up publicly and accuse somebody of being the perpetrator, but it's got nothing to do with them at all. It's defamation of some sort, surely.
Well, that's something that we are exploring. We're exploring all options as to how we respond to the PSC statement, how we respond to IRL. Are there legal remedies of sorts? And that's something that we're currently investigating and we are in discussion with our counsel.
You mentioned earlier that explosive device. We covered that story. We spoke to you at the time. What is the latest there? Has there been any further development on it?
Unfortunately not. The investigation is still sitting with the Hawks, who are following up on whatever leads they have. And obviously, when they feel the time is right, they'll reveal whatever information they do have. But I want to stress the importance of this is that when the Hawks are called into an investigation, it's not to investigate a toy. It's to investigate a serious act, a crime, an act of terror. So the fact that SAPS involved the Hawks and they have now taken over the investigation shows the seriousness, regardless of what kind of a lack of statement maybe has been made by the Hawk, and they have their own reasons for not making a statement. But it was, in fact, an explosive device. And these things that you can see overseas, what's happened in Australia, for example, with a member of the Jewish community whose car was bombed outside his house, that investigation, they're only now starting to find people. So these kind of things can take a very long time, depending on the information, the technology available. I'm not an expert in this, but I do know that, we just got to wait on the process and hope that the Hawks are able to come up with some solutions.
They've given no indication when they will come back to you?
No, not at this time.
And that's, you say that's to be expected at this point?
Well, it all depends on, as I said, I'm not an expert, so it all depends on what evidence there is, what video evidence there is, and that we have to leave to the experts, to the security professionals, and put our trust in them that they are going to be able to come up with some sort of finding at the end of the day, however long that may take.
Right. And in terms of just going back to this threat, if they are making accusations against the Jewish community and Zionists for this bomb threat, this WhatsApp bomb threat, are you in within your rights to demand information, to see that WhatsApp message, to be able to trace the number yourselves? Or do you have to leave that to simply to the process?
So, look, when you read the statement by the PSC, I think we need to look at it for what it is. I think I don't know if they're accusing necessarily the Zionists of or the Jewish board or the incident at Hatfield. I think they're relating it to the city's response to what the attack was. I don't know if the city or the mayor's responded to the Sunday WhatsApp message. And if you read Yusuf Chikta, the statement is more about how they responded to ours, which, by the way, our incident happened on a Friday, and we, you know, an official statement came out, I think, on the Tuesday. So, you know, the timelines, it's not that we're getting preferential treatment. But if there is any attack on the Jewish community or an insinuation that the Jewish community had anything to do with this, then, of course, we would investigate and we'd take matters further where we can.